It is time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bickley with Kelowna Realty, Football Player of the Week.
It's great to have with us right now Riley Kahlberg on KCII. He is a senior over at Columbus Community High School. He's been a member of the Wildcat football team the last 3 years and has been a big impact player for them, especially so far in his senior season where he leads the team with 865 yards on the ground. Last week, he needed only 4 carries to put up 72 yards and score 3 touchdowns, and he also returned a punt against Loiza Muscatine for a touchdown and a 54-0 win for Columbus. Riley, congrats on a great game last week.
Thank you.
I know first and foremost, though, what matters to you is that you guys got the win, and that's back-to-back victories for you. What would you say has maybe been a little different the last 2 weeks compared to the first couple of games?
Definitely our mentality. The first couple of weeks of football, we kind of just went in with a, you know, we're going to beat you mentality rather than a, you know, we just needed to kind of stay humble and don't get too ahead of ourselves.
It sounds like the thing that has allowed Columbus to change the mentality in general, going back to your first year there where you guys had your first winning season in 20-some-odd years, and now you're trying to do it for a third year in a row. It sounds like that mentality came down to strength and conditioning quite a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, yep, no doubt. So my sophomore year, 2 years ago, our first winning season, Caden Amagon's dad, Raul, started this strength and conditioning program where we had all the players come in early in the morning, and we had plenty of guys in there. Even, you know, the guys that didn't start, we were always in there getting a lift in, and that's what mattered. We got a lot faster, a lot stronger, and we were able to dominate on both sides of the ball.
It's resulted in a lot of success for the team, but you mentioned Caden's dad. Caden, obviously, of course, has gone on to get a football scholarship at the University of Northern Iowa, and now after he and then Tristan Miller of 2 years ago are both gone, you're kind of the lead dog for the running backs this year, and it sounds like you and Raul spent a lot of time getting ready physically for that this season.
Yep. So aside from lifting with the team, me and Raul would eventually get together every single week, lift probably 4 or 5 times a week, and you know, I had to beef up a little bit because I was kind of light to play the 3-back position. Got up to a good weight, and just I'm a lot stronger now, and it makes it a lot harder for other players to tackle me, so it definitely helps. A lot of credit goes to Raul for sure.
We're talking with Columbus senior Riley Kahlberg, our Jessica Yoder, and Sarah Bickley with Kelowna Realty, Football Player of the Week. 3 touchdowns on the ground last week against Loiza Muscatine, but also the punt return, and you don't get to do that a ton. So the moment you caught it and you saw a lane, your eyes got pretty wide, I imagine, right?
Yeah, definitely did. Kind of reminded me myself, Tristan Miller, being the return man once in a while, so felt pretty good.
He was pretty spectacular on those. Hopefully you get a few more opportunities. You're going to get plenty of opportunities, obviously, to keep carrying the ball. And I know we've talked before about how much you appreciate the guys in front of you. Russell Quayle was somebody you had to replace from last year. But most of the guys, Bryce Grimm, Keaton Clark, they're all back for you. Drew Totemeyer. And it sounds like they're a bunch that it would make it easy for just about anybody to carry the football for.
Yeah. So good thing is with those guys up in front, most of them been 4-year starters and they've been playing on the line since, you know, their freshman year. So they know what they're doing. They're smart up front. They knew who they're blocking for. They, you know, they watch all the film and they're dominant up front. You know, they use their size, and I'm confident that we have one of the best lines in the state of Iowa.
It's resulted in a team that runs it really well, and for you individually, it's been a great year, averaging right around 7.5 yards per carry on well over 100 attempts. That said, we talked about having the opportunity to you know, come into this year and say, here's where I want to get better. Your priority was becoming that number one running back for this team, and while it's been a good season, you feel like you can do even more to this point, right?
Yep. It's especially on, you know, the defensive side, I'm kind of lacking there. Offense, you know, I'm sometimes just not able to break those big runs, and I'm, you know, getting ankle picked, and you know, best thing I can do there is just, you know, either get my knees up or spin out of a tackle. It's it's just the little things that I need to fix.
Well, if you fix those things, it's been a good start. I cannot wait to see what great would look like. Last thing I'll ask is, you've got a couple of goals for yourself, it sounds like, in place. What are some of the goals you have left for this team this season?
Well, goals for myself is to get at least 1,400 yards end on the season, and for our team to get at least second round of playoffs. That'd be pretty sweet.
Be the second time in 3 years you guys have done that after, like we said, not a lot of winning period at Columbus. Riley, you should be incredibly proud of what you've done for that program and what you've done yourself individually. Congrats on last week, a great season so far, and best of luck not only tonight but the rest of the way.
Thanks, Nathan.
That is Riley Kaleberg, Columbus Wildcat football senior, as a running back and a linebacker. He's been a star for the Wildcats the last couple of seasons. So far this year, he's been excellent near the top of the team in tackles on defense. 865 yards, 13 touchdowns on the ground offensively as well last week. Scores 3 rushing touchdowns, also returns a punt for a score in a 54-0 win against Louisa Muscatine. That makes Riley Kaleberg our latest. Jess Kioter and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, football player of the week.